Good morning, my friends. We've been talking for these past several meditations about the things in life that can prompt us, act as prompts to practice mindfulness. The truth is, those prompts are all around us in the way that our world works today, with a great deal of expression of anger and division, times when we're trying to get someplace in our day and run into obstacles over and over. Anything really to which you have a reactive kind of response, where your mind jumps, your breath jumps, and you want to jump at it. In contemplative language, this is simply called resistance. And in the Buddhist ideology, resistance is what directly causes what is known as suffering and attachment to having things be a certain way when they're not. So in this and the following meditation, I want to work with you about ways to focus that monkey mind of ours, as it's called, that jumps from one thought to another, one reaction to another, one assumption to another, and gets itself just jumps into reactivity. What is missing and what we need to develop is the focused ability to pay attention to one thing and one thing only until you can begin to feel your mind and your emotions settle. It works kind of like this. If you have ever comforted a person or an animal of some kind in a time of distress, one of the things you might do is to gently stroke over and over again that person's hair, that dog's back, repetitively, until you start to feel and they start to feel their inner agitation beginning to settle. You watch and you listen and you feel and you repeat, staying and practicing in present awareness. So today, let us get into our comfortable position, that familiar way of sitting where your back is straight, your breath is steady, and you are aware of how the chair and the air around you is supporting the very life inside of you. Breathing gently, without trying to change that in any way. Focusing on that breath until you feel yourself beginning to settle into this period of time. Like that. I invite you to practice with focusing your monkey mind today by opening your eyes gently, just a little bit past halfway, so that you can see something in your path of vision, an object that you could name, a coffee cup, a plant, an appliance, a flower. Allow your eyes to settle on one thing, and let it be that one right thing with which you'll practice. Once you have it, keep it. Even if your monkey mind says, oh, not that, or what about this? And if it does, that is absolutely perfect to allow you to mindfully keep your gaze on that first thing that stood out to you. You see how this works? And now focus on that single object with all of your senses, looking at it. If it is within your reach, touching it. noticing every small thing about it. Its shape. Does it have a shadow? Does it blend in or stand out against what's behind it? Is it something you have picked up at some point in time? And how did it feel in your hand? Breathing and keeping your eyes focused on only that one thing. Until your mind stops having any feelings about it or distracting you with other concerns that are not in this present moment of looking and being with this object. Notice resistance to your practice of single focus. This will come up as your mind trying to get you to choose to judge the object in any way, wishing it were different, to reject it as meaningless, or like it, or dislike it. If it has a chip or a stain, just notice how that looks and how it affects the object of your vision. Anytime the mind starts to jump at you, like that monkey, those reactions are nothing more than the reflection of your ego's need to categorize, control, and define itself by preferences. This particular practice is very concrete and therefore quite fruitful and simple, although not easy. Practice paying attention to everything you notice about this object in front of you. Notice what is perfect about it. In a certain way, let it speak to you and listen, even as you might notice your ego wanting to objectify and grasp that object for your own consumption or use. Rather, just keep your focus and simply allow yourself to return to stroking that object with your eyes or your hands, learning to appreciate and respect it just as it is, rather than any way that it could benefit or threaten you. I am focusing right now on a wooden container shaped like a flower vase in which I have pencils and other various things. I'm aware of just how many it can hold, which is not a lot, but just enough. And I notice the stripes going down of different kinds of wood, and where the base of it starts to move out from the neck and form itself into the shape of a vase. I could wish for it to hold more, and that would be my monkey mind. And I return to noticing the shape and the smoothness of its surface. Keeping your focus, you may find a kind of subtle and simple joy in that object and within yourself, as a calmness in your body and mind. This is the point of the practice of focused awareness, and doing this with an inanimate object, as practice is somewhat like raising a dumbbell to strengthen a muscle in your arm. The dumbbell is not important at all, except that it is perfect just the way it is. Everything in our world, including you, and including all the things to which we react, can be focused upon in just this way. And as reactivity falls away, you may notice that it feels like the movie screen of your awareness just widened considerably. So practice any time that you're waiting or bored, and that mind is jumping all over the place in resistance. We have lost this capacity, and we can bring it back. Namaste. Amen.